Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your day, Father, for the great work that you've done in our lives. We thank you, oh God, for saving us. What a good Father. Came down and redeemed us. Thank you. Thank you. We were lost and on our way to darkness, never to see light again. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You freed us. You liberated us, oh God. You made us whole to walk in fellowship with you in the garden again. Thank you, Lord. Bless those that are under the sound of my voice. Have your way, oh God, with this word. Your word, oh God. Let it touch hearts, encourage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. I thank God. Praise God. I thank God, praise God. For another great day in my life. I thank God for Pastor, First Lady Sandy, Pastor Warren, First Lady Maria,
Second Lady Maria. She's first on my
list. I thank God for my wife, First Lady Bernard. You see that? Praise God. Amen. With the hat on, saints. Yeah, stand up and take a bow. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all of you that are here. Praise God. And I'm trying to calm down because God is good. God is so good, saints. Every day I wake up, I'm grateful. I got a smile on my face. I got joy in my heart. I have a whole lot of running in my feet. I got power in this arm. Hallelujah. Brother David, no one talking about it anyway. Yeah. But praise God. Praise God. Our text is coming from Psalms 37, verses 1 through 7. The promises of God. Never fails.
Never fails.
If I don't say anything else, remember that. God will never turn his back on you. God haven't brought us out to leave us. He said he haven't brought us this far to leave us. Leave us now. Thank God for his mercy, his love. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So, in reading the scripture, we're going to read the scripture first, and then we're going to go from there. Praise God. Psalm 37, 1 through 7. It says, verse 1, New King James Version, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust, that's one of the keys, in the Lord, and do good, and dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness, the promises of God. Shall never fail. Delight, that's another key, remember that, yourself also in the Lord. And he shall, that's a positive response, give you the desires of your heart. You got to be obedient and do what the word say. And then all these things are for you. Number one, another one, commit your ways, not my ways, your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, Jesus, and he shall, that's another shell. I love shells. That's solid. That's right. That's solid. You can take that to the bank, and I don't care if it's open or not. It's still in there. Amen. It is better than Fort Knox. Yeah, right.
Y'all been looking, I was about to jump on that one. And he shall bring it to pass. Lord, help me, Jesus. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. My God, all these promises and your justice as the noonday. God's going to, some say, Jesus will work it out. Rest in the Lord. My God. And you know, when I lie down, I don't think about nothing but resting. Yes, sir. I just bathe in his love. I'm just resting. That means we all understand rest because you're relaxing. My daughter Rebecca always said, I just want to go home and get some rest. Rest in the Lord. But guess what? Wait patiently for him. See, God's going to come in due time. Do not fret because of him who prospered in his way. Don't worry about what else going on. You just rest in God. Just trust God. Just delight in God. Just commit yourself to God. Forget about the noise that's all around us. I keep my focus. Meditate where? On him when? Day and night. Hallelujah. Do not fret because of him who prospered in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Amen. Praise God. Don't worry about it. That's it. That's the bottom line. So now we're going to move. I got a few scriptures I want to impart, and we're going to go get back to the text. Praise God. Joshua. Let's look at Joshua. Joshua was a man that followed Moses. And I'm not going to try to go in detail for the sake of time. I'm just going to keep moving because my daughters and them, I can hear them. All right, Daddy. You said you wasn't going to be long. I'm putting y'all on Front Street. It's all good, though. I appreciate that looking out. Praise God. Joshua 21. And verse 45, and I'll read the verse. Not a word, New King James Version, and it's up there. Not a word failed. What the topic is? The promises of God shall never fail. Okay. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. And all came to pass. Talk to you. God is talking to us. We can depend on God. I don't care how hard, how rough it gets. His word will never liquidate. It never would stop. It never would pass. It never stopped being God. The word came. He said, in the beginning. And then he said, I came in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. And we see this little instance here where the children of Israel, Joshua had to take them to the Jordan to get them to the promised land. But they got there, even the enemy. And that's why the scriptures say, fret not, because if he would do it, I'm going to keep moving. Praise God. Promised land. So on the basis of the promise, I'm not going to read. I just explained it. Let's look at 1 Kings 8:55. And you go back and read the chapter, or read it. You know, you got a fly. Everyone got one of these? Okay, you can always go back and read the whole packet, passage. Praise God. Praise God. First Kings, keep pushing me. No, I know, I know. Hallelujah. First Kings 8. First Kings 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Kings 8. And verse 56. Amen. 1 Kings 8 and 56. Solomon blessed the assembly. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people. I think we had that in Psalm 37. Huh? Rest. Rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised. That's another word in our topic, promises. Promise. There has not failed. Man, we got to believe this. Somebody said, Isaiah said, who report you going to believe? Whose report you going to believe? I'm going to believe the word. I'm going to stand on the word. If I go under, I'm going under trusting God. My grandchildren got me out there in Indio, and they wanted me to slide down that water. And Lord Jesus, that was a big mistake, because they were laughing at me. And I was fighting. I was fighting. I can't swim. Now, so that tells you something. And the water was over my head. But I know not to do certain things, but stay out of the water. One word, praise God. There has not failed one word of all his good promises. Saint, don't let nobody sway you. Don't let nobody put doubt in your mind about that's then. What about I'm dealing with things now? God say, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
That's right. Amen. Yep.
The promises of God shall never fail.
Amen.
Oh, I love God. Praise God. Fail. One word of all his good promises, which he promised through his servant Moses. And it's still happening today.
Yeah.
It's still going on today. Praise God. A.W. Tozer said, the presence of God is an important thing. Men, aptly stated, if God were to take the Holy Spirit out of this world, much of what the church is doing would go right on, and nobody would know the difference. That's something for you to ponder. That's something for us to ponder. We see it. I can't even watch the TV. You know, but you got to stay with time to let you know to stay close to God. Get closer to God. Because heaven and earth is passing away. It's falling. It's crumbling down. Grad every day is just steady happening. In the campuses, all the people going in there and writing and tearing up stuff that they get their education with. The young people bullying other young people. The leaders, they acting up. They're throwing dirt and being cruel. And they're supposed to lead us, help us, be there for us. And how we can trust them, and they're constantly warring. Countries, wars, and rumors of war all over.
Amen. That's right.
Signs of the time, saints.
Yes.
Signs of the time. It's going to be a day of reckoning. There's coming a day of reckoning. Praise God.
Amen.
Isaiah 55 and 11. Amen. Say, thank God. Thank God that his word never fails. Say, thank God. His word never fails. Boy, I tell you. Be like Psalms 1 and 1. Be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. I might bend, but I'm pop back up. Because the roots are in deep in me, and that's the word. He say, hide the word in your heart that you sin not against me. God hates sin. It stinks in its nostril. And we know how we do. Well, I ain't going to go there. I was getting ready to go somewhere, but I ain't going to go there. Stay here. Stay in the present. Praise God. It was all right. It would have connected, but anyway, it's not necessary. All things are expedient. All things are lawful. All things are not expedient, vice versa. But praise God. Isaiah 55 and 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Invitation of abundance life. Verse 11 says, so shall my word. And I think somebody quoted that this morning. I don't know if it's Sister Maria or someone quoted it. When it was reading, I think it was. So shall my word, sister read that. Yeah. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It's going forth.
That's right.
It's going forth, saints. It shall not return. You can count on it. He sent it out. Now it's up to us to take heed. What are we going to do about it? God is warning us. He won the people in those days, the old days. He's wanting the people today. When someone shared the good news with us, do we harden our heart? I don't have time. I don't want that. I don't know. I don't want to hear that. But God said, every knee gonna do what?
Bow.
And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Yes, amen.
The promises of God, shall never fail. I thank God for that. I was trying to remember the promises of God never fails. Amen. We are in this together. So yeah, praise God. Amen. For my mouth. It shall not. And what he's saying, and when you hear it and you don't receive it, the blood is on you. See, God has given you what you need. Now it's up to you to do something with it. Not return to me void. That's God's word. He's speaking it. But it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I sent it. Boy, I tell you, it's nothing like the word. You're talking about liberty. You're talking about freedom. I mean, a second grader can understand that. If you break it down clearly, you know, you simplify it, you know. So we are adults here. We understand. We understand what the word's saying. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. God give us warning.
Yes.
God don't leave us in the darkness. God tell us, my word is here. It's up to you. You receive it or reject it. Let's look at a little background, and then we're going to move into our text. Psalm 37, 1 through 7, background. This psalm shares the wisdom of who? David. Of an old man who had walked with the Lord. Who had walked with the Lord. Look at verse 25. Let's see where I'm at here. Okay, let's see. It's in the chapter 37, but look. Just feel you hearing about the old man. Psalm 37. Let me see. Bear with me.
Take your time.
Yeah. Hallelujah. There we go. See, I have been young, and now I'm old. Wisdom. Wisdom speaking here, saints. That's just like me. I've been old, now I'm young. Y'all get it later on.
Back in the water slide.
Deceive myself. I have been young and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. The promises of God shall never fail. Nor his descendants begging bread. Anybody hungry in here? Haven't had a piece of bread today? God supplies our every need according to his riches. And we know he on everything, even the cattle on the thousand hills.
Yes,
in the hills. So he had the whole package. Praise God. The promises of God shall never fail. Praise God. Continue. He had battled with evil. Same thing. It's happening today. We deal with it. Men and knew the frustrations. We get frustrated with life. We get frustrated with conditions. What was 37 and 1 say? Fret not because of evildoers. I just thank God from this stage. He told me don't be shaken. See, that's what I stand on when I speak. When I boast in the Lord. He said, don't be shaken by the things you see. You see, so he's giving us warning. You know, don't have a heart attack. Don't jump out of the building. You know, don't overdose. Don't commit suicide. I was sharing with somebody, I think this morning, I'm going to get back to it. I was sharing with somebody that's a golfer, about a month ago, and he had just won two tournaments. And he just got engaged, but he committed suicide because he was frustrated with life. We would have thought he had it all going on. He was on the top of the hill,
making money.
But he said the love of money is the root of all evil. We got to trust God.
Amen.
You see, well, it's good to enjoy this. It's good to have this. It's good to have that nice car, yada, yada, yada. But Matthew 6:33 said what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put things in the proper perspective. And all these things shall be added unto thee. I like that. I like when my daddy speaks. He's better than E.F. Hutton. I'll stop and listen. Y'all don't know nothing about it. Y'all too young. Anyway. I'm sorry, I just enjoy, you know, every now and then we go to a commercial break. They pay millions of dollars for commercials, you know. So I take 2 seconds. I say, you know, hey, God make a donkey act up. You know, we gotta shake it off, relax. Enjoy this life. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Man, I tell you, nothing like the word. And I stand on that. Ask Pastor Warren. He know they'd rather than bump into me again. Well, anyway, praise God. Let's get back. Bring it in. Evil. Man, it knew the frustration of seeing the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer. This way it seemed like everything is flipped. But no. Just wait. As he reviewed the past, for he gave some wise counsel to keep us from fretting against the Lord when things are not going right, going the way we want them to go. See, don't never do that. Don't get upset with God. Because if you get up and saw what you got left, what you got left? That woman, the issue of blood, she would have told you, I've been all over trying to get healing. Nothing can help me, but I've made up my mind, if I just can touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be made whole. See, not the promise of God never fail. I want to impress that. Never. When you're going through some heavy time, reflect back on Psalm 37 and then think about the topic, the promises. When God make a promise, and the whole book is nothing but promises, and they never fail. Praise God. The promise of God shall never fail. So we look here at, I'm going to start breaking it down, and we're doing pretty good. Praise God. Psalm 37, 1 through 7. It has 5 stops that David wants us to make. First one is trust in the Lord. Why? Because God's word never fails. Trust. Man, the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. That's why I'm like Paul. I'm a fool for Christ. Why should I go somewhere else when I got the number one man? I have numero uno. He gonna give me the truth, and what's the truth gonna do? Set me free or make me free. See, that's what, and he said, he that the Son is set free?
Free
indeed. Man, what we say, Chuck? Praise God. I thought that wasn't my intention. And they say they're going there. The second point is delight in the Lord. Delight. Now, y'all want, my wife gave me a pen. She may not remember it. It says radical. Radical for Christ. Radical. That impressed me. That encouraged me. That stuck with me.
Right.
See, And you don't know when you do something, how people think it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Delight in the Lord. Find all your joy and pleasures in His will. Living to please the Lord will set you free from fretting about what men are doing. It will set you free. I ain't got time to waste time. Let this world slow me down.
Right.
Bible tell me to do what? Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Man, I love the way the word, the Spirit of God will bring you. He'll keep putting layers on in your life to cover each little crack. Like Nehemiah, they stayed on the wall. They stayed on the wall until the wall was built, the Jerusalem wall. And they had them up there watching. And they had their word and sword, and no little breach would get in the wall. You see where the enemy can slip in. Praise God. Thirdly, commit. And if I'm not reading the verses, just follow along with me. Commit your ways to the Lord. There you go. When you trust Him and delight in Him, how could you do anything other than commit your ways to Him? Men, happy Father's Day. Men, let God guide your steps. Choose your joy. Protect your name and bless your work. Praise God. Bless your work. Hallelujah. Rest. Excuse me. Rest in the Lord. Yes. Verse 7.
All right.
Faith rests in the Lord and enjoy the peace of God. I love peace. That's one of my little ending on my text. Peace. Because that's what I like. You say they keep their mind stayed. You keep them in perfect peace. You got to stay there. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy doing this. That don't mean I don't enjoy doing this. That don't mean I don't enjoy outrunning my daughters and just telling them that. Anyway, well, I'll leave that alone. I don't want to get upset. They come here. Bless you. It's all good. It's all good. Praise God. Lastly, I added the one that says, Verse 34, wait on the Lord. For what are you waiting? The inheritance God has for you. My good. The promises of God shall never fail. We're looking forward to that great getting up morning.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I am pumped up. I keep all my tires on the right, what they call it, pressure. The right pressure. I'm talking about the car, the tires. And yeah. I know. That's my professional accent. I just try to talk above y'all. No. That's my southern accent. And just bear with me. Praise God. And a few other verses speak of that. But in time, permit the promises of God never to fail. Let's look at Luke. We're going to do it. I don't have to turn there, but Luke, and I'm getting ready to close out. Luke 1:37 says, but with God, nothing will be impossible. I think Sister Sandy said that this morning. For with God, nothing, and we know what nothing means. That means it's empty. That means nothing that God can't do. God has everything under control. Nothing will be impossible, but only you have to believe. You have to believe. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You say he's coming back in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. We're going to put on that glorified body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Voice of Corinthians 1 and 9. We're moving pretty fast here. Voice of Corinthians 1 and 9. God is faithful, by whom you are called into this fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The promises of God shall never fail. Praise God. So that pretty much wraps it up, unless y'all want me to give you a few more verses. Preach the word. I can give you a few more there out of 37. I'm gonna be mindful. Amen. I'll just give you one or two. Verse 11 in Psalms 37 says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Man, that's a lot of food, huh? The meek shall inherit. And that's it. God, that's what God's saying. Now, we got to stay meek. Matthew 5. Praise God. Let's look at one or two more verses, and then I'm going to turn it over to the pastor. I'll give the altar call. Praise God. Verse 18. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. There it is again. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of men and women. Praise God. All right. Verse 22. And we just got a few more and we gone. Verse 20. For those that are blessed by him. Catch it. Boy, I love that. Boy, I love when my daddy speak, man. I received it. I opened my arms. I say, come on, daddy, I'm waiting on another one. But those blessed by him shall inherit the earth. But those cursed by him shall be cut off. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And lastly, one more, and we're gonna get out of the way. Praise God. Verse 29. It says, again, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it. What's the last word? Dwell in it forever. It's not up there. Okay. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. What land? That heavenly land, that eternal land, that hope that we're waiting on for him to return. So we thank God. The promises of God shall never fail. God bless you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.